Welcome to the show, Dr. Barr.
Hey, thanks for having me to talk about your brain.
I'm so glad, and mine needs all the help it can get. Now, you were just selected for a grant through the NC Innovation Program. Can you tell us about this research, and how did your team's work qualify for the funding?
Hey, the brains of everyone over 40 keep me and my team up at night, working to keep aging brains healthy. And NC Innovation gave us this opportunity with a grant that's over $1 million to help pursue new drug molecules that activate the same repair pathways our brain uses to maintain function, to maintain memories and thinking ability as we get older. I've been training teams of students over 20 years now, and these students are from 30 different countries, and they've helped me identify these self-repair mechanisms that the drugs can modulate. Think of it like turning up the volume of a stereo speaker that's gotten old and not working so well. By turning up the volume, the repair messages can better be heard throughout the body, especially in the brain.
Now, your research at UNC Pembroke has long focused on Alzheimer's and other brain disorders. How does this new project build on your existing work?
I've been searching for these self-repair mechanisms, and like other labs at Harvard, Cornell, Northwestern, my UNC Pembroke group, I've been teasing apart the tiny details of what we call protein clearance machinery. Some people will call them the garbage disposals of the brain. And we've found drug targets that help remove these pathogenic deposits that occur especially in Alzheimer's, but other diseases like Parkinson's. And some people have better self-repair systems than other people. That explains why everyone has different outcomes. Some people are sharp as a tack into their 90s, while others have growing memory problems. And we're trying to help those that need help clearing those bad proteins that accumulate with time, especially with age, since age is the biggest risk factor of dementia.
Now, can you explain to our listeners why is it so important to develop therapies that are not only effective, but also more accessible and affordable than current options?
Right. It's very important to have low-cost oral therapeutics. So a nice pill form that can be easily accessible. We want to get to all communities and all people with something that's an everyday simple task of taking a pill, especially for caregivers to take something. The current therapies that's been newly approved by FDA are called immunotherapies. They're actually human proteins that are very expensive to generate. They have to be biomanufactured. And then it has to be injected intravenously, so not everybody has access to a place to do the IV treatment. And oftentimes when you care for somebody with dementia, it's very difficult to get them in a car or get them in a new environment. It's very disruptive, so we want something that's helped both the caregiver and the care facilities that are working hard tirelessly for this terrible disease.
Now, the NC Innovation Program is focused on moving discoveries out of the lab and into real-world use. How does this grant help you take that next step toward commercialization and getting your treatment to patients?
It's a long road to get a drug approved, but this is the step it takes to really get a team of companies so we can do the same testing in mice that's going to be done in humans at the next phase of clinical trials. So we test for improved memory in these mice that have the same human gene mutations that cause Alzheimer's. We test for adverse effects like reduced eating due to nausea, changes in breathing. We'll give them blood tests, everything that the FDA requires so that we can move our drug program to clinical trials. And it takes an organization like NC Innovation to give us the confidence to move forward and approach FDA and form the relationships with big companies in our state that really want to be game changers to try to treat dementia risk factors long before you're dealing with the actual Alzheimer's disease that sets in.
Dr. Barr, thank you so much for all you're doing, and thank you for joining us this morning, and we hope to hear from you again soon. Please keep us posted on everything.
I hope to have good news for you soon.